Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. I'm in a constant state of frustration over comments about the use of dietary supplements. Not by the gurus and influencers. I don't really expect much from them except some kind of promotion of specific products for monetary gain. I'm talking about the people with the credentials, with the scientific background, who say things that are simply not accurate. They seem to become bolder every time they punch letters on a keyboard. Let's take a look at some examples. The first was an article from one of the writers at McGill University's Office for Science and Society. Now, this is a well-credentialed university department with this mandate: to demystify science for the public and separate sense from nonsense. They go on to say that they have a history of tackling fake news in the world of science, even before the term fake news even existed. They cover everything with science behind it, including diet, nutrition, and medicine. Now, in this article, the writer went off on a specific product you may have heard about called AG1 powder, and this is back in March 2024. Now, for the record, I'm not a fan of the AG1 product. In my opinion, supplements should not mix herbals from medicinal plants like ginseng with vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals. The premise of the article is that even the vitamins, minerals, and herbs are not necessary in the first place, and certainly not a green powder that has 75 ingredients in it. But in his criticism, the author says at least three things that are not accurate. He cites the beta-carotene in smoker study, a study that purports that Americans get 75% of the recommended dietary allowance from the foods that they eat, and that dietary supplements are not regulated in the United States, period, for emphasis by him. Let's check them out. First, dietary supplements are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, just not in the same way as pharmaceuticals. Medicines have to prove they are safe before they are released for use to the public, but they can claim they will prevent, treat, or cure diseases. Supplements cannot make such claims. They can only make what's called structure-function claims, like this: this product may help digestive health. This fact, as the writer proclaimed, is the mantra of the American Medical Association and the Food and Drug Administration, and it seems to be getting worse now that they are producing videos together for the general public. A lot more here, but that's for another time. Second, the author brought up the beta-carotene in smoking studies. I don't understand why he didn't question the amount of beta-carotene used in either of those studies. The studies use 4 to 6 times the recommended dietary allowance of beta-carotene at that time. I'm wagering that he never read those studies. That high dose made those studies suspect because of the extreme use of beta-carotene. That's what should be questioned. And finally, the proof that he used to suggest that over 75% of the adult population gets adequate vitamins and minerals from the foods that they eat was also pretty poor. It was a study based on data collected via food frequency questionnaire from specific segments of the Hawaiian and Asian populations in the mid-1990s, and I think we all know that those diets differ from the typical diet on the U.S. mainland or in Europe. There are data from the 2021 to 23 NHANES study available. It's difficult to compare the data because of the way the data were analyzed in the prior study, but if you look at the nutrient intake from food, it looks more like 66% of the recommended dietary allowance, at least for some nutrients like vitamin A, and a lot worse for others. Is there still more? Yeah, but that's enough. This was just a rehash of old arguments to say supplements are not necessary. Let's turn to another hot topic, creatine. Now, you may be thinking this is going to be another healthcare professional dissing supplements. but I'm pleased to say that that's not correct this time around. You can read the article by clicking on a link in the references. When you get there, I would not recommend listening to the audio version because it seems like an artificial intelligent created voice. But it's up to you. The first thing that blew me away was the sponsorship, the American Medical Association. I'm not used to the AMA even acknowledging supplements exist, except to caution patients to be very cautious using them. Great change, in my opinion. Now, the title suggested that there were 9 things that patients should know about creatine. I think the first was the most important. Taking creatine in conjunction with a weight training program will increase muscle mass over time. He had patients from 20 to 80 years of age that benefited. I agree completely because the science supports it. For people over 40 and facing a continual decline in muscle mass over time, that's really important information to know. Let me elaborate on a couple of the ones of the 9 that he listed that I think are most important. The comment that creatine may be beneficial to build muscle in those over 65, absolutely true, but that's not all. I checked the study that he used on the relationship between creatine intake and memory in persons 66 to 76 years old. It is a meta-analysis, and those can be potentially biased in the way studies are chosen for inclusion in the analysis, but the data did show that memory was improved compared to a younger population. The question is why? Why would creatine do that? My personal opinion is that creatine may increase the production of energy in nerve cells in the brain. That can help learning and memory. There's also the possibility that creatine may help increase the fluid content of brain tissue, thus making the cells work more effectively. We do tend to dehydrate more as we get older. The second point was that creatine is safe to use in pretty much everyone, provided they do not have a chronic kidney condition. While there have been a few small studies that have shown that even in people with diabetes-related kidney failure, creatine can be safely used. It's still best to work with a physician if you're in that category of kidney disease. There are tests they can check, like creatinine, not creatine, levels to make sure kidney function is not being harmed. For the rest of us, using 3 to 5 grams of creatine every day seems to be a way to get the benefits of muscle repair and growth when you weight train. The slight water retention and digestive issues mentioned are minor issues that typically resolve themselves when compared to the benefits creatine may generate. Great article. But let me finish with the great unasked question that never ever includes in nutrition studies. How did you feel when you were taking the supplement? Now, feel can be many things depending on the supplement. More energy, better sleep, fewer digestive issues, and on and on and on. I'm not talking about filling out questionnaires or doing cognitive tests that can be analyzed. Simply ask, how did you feel after using the supplement? At the end of the day, that's what's really important to the person taking the supplement. Too often, because there are no real hard science tests for how a person feels, it's never asked. We simply do not know everything about how every food, every supplement, and every pharmaceutical impacts every tissue in every organ in the body. Sometimes it's just about how you feel, day in and day out. And that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like the podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Solasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.